Virginia Lieutenant Governor Winsome Sears. Democrats will continue separating us from our children. By Brecken F. Teese on November 7, 2022. Alexandria, Virginia, Virginia Lieutenant Governor Winsome Earl Sears, R., tore into the Democrat regime at a campaign event, saying Democrats would continue separating us from our children. "You know the other side, they haven't learned any lessons," she said. "And so we're gonna have to teach them, so when we don't want people to represent us anymore, what do? We vote them out, and that's what we're going to do tomorrow. They want control, and they're asking for forgiveness, too," she said laughing. "Folks, this is not about forgiving." The Northern Virginia event was a campaign stop for Republican candidates Karina Lipsman and Jim Miles, who are challenging Reps. Don Baer, DBA, and Jerry Connolly, DBA, respectively. Virginia Governor Glenn Youngkin, R., also rallied the base at the event. Earl Sears then went into a litany of problems caused by Democrat ideology and the Biden administration. "They're gonna continue not prosecuting the people that they need to. They're gonna continue this no cash bail. They're gonna continue all of these things that we hate," she exclaimed. "They're gonna continue separating us from our children. Parents. We're not giving up our kids to the government. Not in this lifetime, we're not. They're our children, we are their first teachers, and we will raise them. And if they're not responsive to us at the school boards, we're gonna vote them out, too, because that's what we do," she continued to a raucous crowd. "That's what this has always been about." The Old Dominion Republican spoke about Democrat dishonesty on crime and the border, saying, "We look at crime. And, you know, they keep telling us about gun violence. Folks, do you know that the number one unnatural death in Virginia? It's not gun violence, do you know what it is? Fentanyl. Drugs. It's not even close. It's off the charts. But you know what the other side does? They say, look over here, when the real problem is over here. Because, you see, if we say that fentanyl is a real problem, that means it's coming through the border," she continued. "And that means the border isn't secure. And if the border isn't secure, then who's to blame? Biden, and all of his cohorts, who did not stop those folks coming through the border. We don't know who's coming through the border," she exclaimed. "We don't know what they're bringing. But we know that we're feeling it. And that would be the drugs that's killing us." She called on the administration to secure the border. "If we keep going the way that we're going, there are not gonna be any consequences for what they do," she remarked. "And they're just gonna keep doing it, because you know what they want? Ultimately, it's control. It's always control. We will tell you how to live. And how to be because we are from the government," she said. "That's what Reagan said were some of the worst words, I'm from the government, and I'm here to help. No. We want freedom," she continued. "Life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. That means something. It means something. We want the government out of our lives." She explained that politicians had been dumbing down our standards in education well before the coronavirus saw schools shut down. "The children weren't learning even before COVID. They doubled, yes, they dumbed down our standards. And now we know they didn't have to lock us down the way that they did," she exclaimed. "COVID didn't do that. Politicians made that choice. It's about control. When they shut down our houses of worship, they were telling us how we would worship and when and where, as control. Very unconstitutional. When they shut down our businesses, they decided which ones were essential and which ones weren't," she continued. "And most of the mom-and-pop stores, they went out of business. That's control. So what are we saying? They're about control, and we're about freedom." Brecken F. Teese is a reporter for Breitbart News. You can follow him on Twitter at Brecken F. Teese.